Hello, everybody, and welcome to the JC and Bill Sportscast. This may be our last episode before it turns to spring. I'm Bill.
And unlike something that happened there that shocked the world, we don't turn from baby face to heels, as I'm JC.
Wait, you mean Justin Trudeau's a bad guy now? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I
He
knew
is
what you
officially
meant.
gone as of today.
Yay. So
we're talking about good old John Cena.
Yep.
Which shocked the world, I'll tell you that much.
Man. If you want my thoughts about it, check out That Wrestling Show. The newest episode came out yesterday. Hopefully, once DK is all better from his flu, we'll record our episode on the DK and Bill Wrestling Podcast. We'll talk about that. Plus, we have a show to review, DK. I hope you remembered that, because I'm not going back to rewatch that show. No, but we have a lot to discuss here. But before we get to that, Mr. JC, would you happen to know off the top of your head what episode number this is today?
Oh man, is it 200?
Not close enough.
150?
No, I'll give you one more guess.
100?
No, we wouldn't be doing this for episode 100. This is episode number 92, which means we are 8 episodes away from the 100th episode of the JC and Bill Sportscast.
Woo, big celebration coming up. We'll hit it this year.
Yes. And I had been thinking for a little while, what are we going to do for our 100th episode? I already know what we're going to do. I already know what we're going to do.
Okay.
Because there is a certain video game that'll be coming out in the next week or two that features a sport where you throw a ball and player has to hit the ball with a bat. So for our 100th episode of the JC and Bill Sportscast, we are going to play against each other in MLB The Show 25.
Ooh, I like it.
And to make things even more exciting, we're going to stream it live on Twitch, on my Twitch account.
Oh, perfect.
So and the best part is you don't need to have a Twitch account, JC, because all you're going to be doing is playing. We'll record the episode, we'll record the video, and then I will transfer it to audio, and that will be our 100th episode.
I like it.
So when we get closer, folks, I will let you know how you could join us for the 100th episode.
Perfect.
All right.
It'll be exciting.
Yep, it'll be exciting to kick your butt.
I don't know. We're going to have to figure out what teams we're going to use.
That
we're
is
going to go Blue Jays, Nationals.
That's what I was kind of thinking,
Perfect.
Unless you want to go a different route, but,
Well, as long as Angel Hernandez is an umpin, we're good to go.
I don't think we have to worry about that. All right. So we do have a lot to discuss in the sports world because our last episode was the Super Bowl episode, which congratulations to the Eagles on winning the Super Bowl. Why don't we start with football? Because free agency is going to start in the next couple of weeks. There have been some trades that have already been made. Anything that you've seen or that you've heard that has already got you intrigued?
Well, I mean, some news broke this morning that Myles Garrett signed a contract to
With the
stay at Cleveland
Browns.
after he requested a trade.
That surprises me.
Yeah, it does, but it doesn't because the owner didn't want to talk to him at all. So I guess he's staying in Cleveland. How about Geno Smith getting traded to the Raiders,
Raiders.
which now opens up a whole discussion of who's going to quarterback the Seahawks franchise without DK Metcalf as well.
Sam Howell.
You know,
Sam Howell.
could be Sam Howell, could be Aaron Donald, could be Aaron Rodgers, could be maybe they move up and get a rookie quarterback. I don't know. I can't see it. Being a Seahawks fan, right? We really don't rely on rookie quarterbacks. I think Wilson was one. But not a first round where they're going to trade for it all. They're more of a defensive kind of running team, so we'll see what happens. I mean, I think the biggest thing free agency, I think, is what do the Cowboys do this year after doing nothing last year, saying they're going to do a bunch this year? I think with the draft coming up and the intrigue in the draft of the quarterbacks, with the running backs, obviously with your linebackers, your rushers, right? Defensive backs. That'll be another intriguing part of it. But I guess what is a tampering session starts today or tomorrow?
I believe so.
So we'll get more information on there. I think the biggest ones are going to be where do some of these quarterbacks go first? You know, and you know, Eagles cutting some players. I think it's just going to be, it'll be interesting to see what happens day one here. But obviously, with the tampering period, I think that's going to be the biggest one. Kind of get a grip of where we're going to go.
I think for me, outside of the Commanders and what they've done, which I think they've done a tremendous job so far, the Deebo Samuel trade, only giving up a fifth for that, and then re-signing Zach Ertz and Bobby Wagner and Zane Gonzalez. I hate to see them getting rid of Jonathan Allen, but I understand why. The thing I'm looking forward to seeing is if the Titans trade that number one pick, because there had been rumors that they had thought about trading it, and then there had been rumors that the Giants were interested in the number one pick. And no disrespect to this quarterback class that is coming into this draft this year. But it's not like last year. It is not like last year at all. Like, I mean, probably the best one is Cam Ward on the board, but there isn't like four, five, six quarterbacks, you know, that could alter the franchises, you know, for a long time. This is not that class. And it's kind of Giants behavior the last few years. Like they miss out on the big one. And then the next year, it's like, oh, we got to get one. And we only have like maybe two that are the best. So we got to take advantage of it. So I'll be interested to see if the Giants do trade for the number, or if any team trades for the number one pick with the Titans. On that end, and then also, you know, there are going to be some big names, either traded or let go. Trey Hendrickson from the Bengals is one. We're going to see where he could end up. It's going to be a very interesting few weeks ahead.
Oh, and I, the biggest thing, like you said, when you hit the draft, right, is you've got obviously Cam Ward, Sanders, right, Dart,
Travis Hunter.
Will Howard, Travis Hunter, right, and you know, Carter. I think that's defensive lineman who's got surgery coming up or allegedly an ankle injury, right? So he's looking at being the first overall. I mean, it's within these next 2 months, we're definitely going to find out. Coming into what we expect from teams, but like you say, right, the quarterback class to me isn't as strong as it usually is. I think next year's got some potential. I mean, we I don't know if you watch the combine. I watched the combine and just nothing really stood off the page for me.
Right.
Right. Obviously, some guys can run fast, right? Some wide receivers, things like that. But there wasn't like quarterback wise, it didn't, nothing really just, I don't know. It stood out for me that said, hey, this is a guy, this guy's a general, like he's going to change the franchise around, right?
If I had to pick one to keep an eye out for as far as like quarterbacks being drafted, I'd look out for that kid from Ole Miss. I think if he gets drafted to the right team, he's going to be a very strong quarterback where he could be the face of the franchise for many years. He's just got to be drafted to the right team in the right situation. So
Yes, I'm
that's
dreaming about him. I forgot his name.
that's who I'm keeping my eye on as far as player him and the running back from Boise State. Those are the two I'm the most interested to see where they're going to go.
Yeah, it's I mean, is Gentry going to go in the top five, top 10? I mean, look what Chicago did. They made a few moves. Do they go get a running back? I don't know. It's going to be interesting, I think. I mean, obviously, the free agency is a big one, right? It kind of sets their needs for veterans, guys who teams got released, players, right? To try to cut, get underneath the salary cap. And it's strange, you look at the salary cap and how much dead money it is to these players. That's just useless money, right? So, I mean, Gino was, I mean, they saved 30 buck, 30 million, but they've also lost 13 million on dead cap for this year.
I was gonna say they saved $30. Wow.
Or 30 million, yeah, 31.5 or whatever. So, no, yeah, 30 bucks. You're keeping them then. But, look what Denver did last year when they got rid of Wilson. That was a huge cap hit. So, it'll be interesting. I think, I mean, obviously, like you say, right, we're kind of the period now where teams kind of pause to really want to go. What's their angle for the year? I think what's San Fran going to do? That window closing, right? I think what Dallas does is going to be big this year. I think what Washington did after coming up from last year, their
Well,
needs, right? I think that's going to be some big ones, I believe.
I think so far, and some of you are probably going to take this as, oh, I'm saying this as a fan of the team, but I'm not. I think so far Washington's making all the right moves because you get that number two wide receiver in Deebo Samuel, who could also be a running back. So he's kind of a dual threat there. And that kind of adds up to the running back position because, you got Brian Robinson, who I think is really good. He's totally underrated. You got Eckler, he's probably got another good year there. Rodriguez, who just got signed, I think, recently. So you could use Samuel as like the fourth running back, but use him in like third and short, fourth and short situations. But he could also be a good distraction, if McLaurin gets open. So there's that. I think the Bears made a good trade getting that offensive lineman from the Chiefs. I think that's a
Yes.
good move there. So kudos to the Bears on that trade. It's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be very interesting to see what happens once the free agency period begins. Who's going to make the right, who's going to make the big moves? Who's going to make the right trades, the right moves? And we'll see if this all works out come the fall.
Yeah, I think Joey Bosa getting released by the Chargers kind of does that put him in line to San Francisco?
Maybe team him up with his brother.
Depending on how much he wants, right? I think like I said, it's exciting, right? We like March. We like about this time of March, right? You get March Madness, you get the NFL free agency, we get right coming up baseball, we get the hockey run to the playoffs. March is an exciting month for sports.
Like I say, it is the second best month of the entire sports calendar. Because May is number one, folks. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. May is the best sports month of the year.
Yeah.
Well, why don't we switch to baseball? Because we're not that far away from the Dodgers and the Cubs starting the season in Japan. And there is some concern in the Yankees right now if Gerrit Cole misses some significant time. Because something's wrong with his elbow right now, and if he's out for a little bit, how's this going to affect the Yankees' rotation?
Remember, he was out last year too for a while,
Mm-hmm.
to start of the season and came back. So, I mean, how many years is it going? I mean, this could be back-to-back years. So he misses again, right? Is he going to be? I mean, it's going to get tougher and tougher to get back in the top four. Obviously, he's got great talent, right? And can fast track some of that rust off. And the Yankees are in trouble in a couple, because Stanton's also possibly out for the season.
Right.
Right? They're looking at a second opinion for him. And I don't know what that's all about with somebody. I think Stanton could be weightlifting, could be doing some things like that. I don't know.
It could even have been like the smallest thing. And I've said this to my family so many times, and this is a life lesson you guys are about to be given from Bill here. It can be the smallest looking injury that ends up having the greatest consequence. Like when you see in any sport, like these plays where it's like either a big hit or they turn, their arm or leg the wrong way and it looks like, oh my God, this guy's season is done and it's absolutely nothing. But when somebody does something like maybe like twists an ankle and it doesn't look that bad at first. And then it's like, oh, his ACL is gone. He's done for the year. Those are the ones you got to watch out for. So we don't know. So
No, we don't.
when we do our baseball preview show, which I'm trying to figure out, is that going to be the next episode that we do?
Would say probably it's getting close, right? We got the games in Tokyo coming up.
Yeah. That could play a significant factor into, who we think's going to take, the divisions and the World Series in so many divisions. So,
That's huge, right?
yeah.
I mean, a couple injuries here and there, and baseball is not like it used to be, right? You look at, I mean, starters don't go as far. You rely on bullpens. I think batters are starting to catch up to the pitching a bit. But the same part, right? I mean, obviously, pitching is your number one weapon. Great pitching neutralizes great hitting. It's going to be interesting, I think. And coming over the next few weeks, as we get closer to spring training ending, all right, you got two teams in the minor playing in minor league ballparks this year. I don't know if you've been watching any spring training baseball, but what do you think of the ABS?
I haven't had much of a chance to watch spring training because I'm at work. But I have seen a couple clips of the ABS. And honestly, I don't mind it. I really don't. If it's only going to be for balls and strikes, then I am all for this, actually.
And it's pretty quick if you think about it, right? It's like
Yeah.
you got a challenge, he challenges, they show it, done. And
It's
it's
like a,
already changed some of the aspects of games. If you take a look, right?
yeah, like
Where the
I
guy
don't
who
know,
struck out comes up and hits a home run on the next pitch.
like I don't know how much tennis you've watched in the last, say, like 3, 4 years, but they use that exact system for tennis, and it is so well done. It is perfectly done. I think it's going to be a great use, if they get to it next season, to where all you have to do is just, hit the top of your head, be like, hey, I want this looked at. And that's all you have to do. There's nothing else you have to do. You don't have to go up and be like, oh, I challenge that call. It's just a tap on the head, and that's it.
Yeah, and you only get two challenges unless you keep getting right. If you keep getting right, you get as many challenges, right? So, and they're already saying, I mean, it takes the aspect of a couple of things, right? It takes framing away, which I haven't been a fan of framing anyways, because that's, I mean, you got to focus on the guy going a second. You're still in a strike. Well, it also changes the aspect of the game, right? We've seen on multiple occasions where the base is loaded. Pitch that's obviously a ball get called a strike, changes the whole outlook of the count. Maybe it's a strikeout, maybe from 2-1 to 1-2. It makes some big differences, right? And all right, pitchers are saying, well, we like the human element of it, but do you really?
I mean, every once in a while, it's not bad to have something like that, you know?
And I think this hurts the pitchers more than the players are the batters, to be honest,
Batters,
right?
yeah.
We see a lot more strikeouts outside the zone than we do walks inside the zone. So I think already a few pitchers have expressed, and this is a human game and human element. Well, we've already seen it with replay on guys at first or second or third, or is that a catch or things like that, right? So we want to make sure the calls are right. And we're not going to have any of these erroneous calls anymore, like these Angel Hernandez strikes and balls and things that are just phenomenal. So it's something that I think it'll be interesting to see anyways,
It is.
and how we can prolong or provide the technology more. So
One other piece of baseball news that I want to bring up, and it's not going to have an effect on the majority of the people that listen to our wonderful podcast, but I do want to bring this up. It's gonna affect some people. The whole controversy with the Nationals and the Orioles about TV rights is done. It is finished. It after so many freaking years. We got a fight on a court. Maybe not a fight, but we got a skirmish.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's Michigan and Michigan State, so what do you expect?
Yeah, they hate each other.
So anyway, so this thing has been going on for at least a decade with the Orioles and the Nationals about TV distribution rights and how much money, does this team get and how much should they be, give away and all that. And it finally got put to rest this week. So this coming season is the last season the Nationals and the Orioles are going to be on the same network, which is MASN, the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. And then after that season, the Nationals can start to air their games on a new channel. And the only one for me that makes the most sense, and again, this is a local thing, grew up in the DC area my whole life till a few years ago. I would go to the Monumental Network because they've got the Capitals, they've got the Wizards right now. Why not get the Nationals? I mean, that's like the only spot I could think of to have the Nationals be on, unless the Nationals want to be like, oh, we'll join Bally's or whatever local networks or, regional sports channels there are anymore because they're kind of dying out. I think that's the best place to go, honestly. And they're going to be able to make their own money. And like, this was a big day for Nash for the Nationals because now they're going to be able to start making their own money. They can get more than what they have. So they play this right, we could be talking about the Nationals making big moves in the next 5, 10 years if done right.
Yeah.
And
That's been a weird one anyways, hasn't it?
And I think if we're going to talk about baseball and TV, we do have to mention the end of an era. This season is going to be the last season of Major League Baseball on ESPN for a while. They have decided that 2025 is going to be the end of their deal, which honestly I think sucks because I always thought ESPN did a great job covering baseball games. So now the question is, if they continue to do Sunday Night Baseball, Major League Baseball, I mean, where do you go?
Oh,
Is there are some
well, there ain't much, right? I
there are some
mean,
options.
yeah, TBS, but our Fox, I guess, I mean, the main ones you want to put on a main network, wouldn't you? So Fox, give them the Sunday night game. You can't go to like ESPN3 or Fox 10 or things like that. Are channels that people may not have, right? You want this to be broadcast nationally.
Why not try
Maybe Prime
CBS?
Video,
Why not try CBS?
CBS. Yeah, CBS. Maybe Prime, Netflix.
Yeah, that Netflix is the one I'm thinking of.
Because now Netflix has wrestling
Right. And they've
and it's
done,
obviously done well.
yeah, and they've done football games. They did the Tyson fight, which I know we all bash, which it did deserve, but you know,
Yeah, they got the kinks out for that one for the
yeah.
football, didn't
They
they?
did.
Right? Maybe you go Netflix and Fox.
Well, 'cause, well, I mean,
Switch
they
up.
have Fox right now for the Saturday baseball and the World Series, obviously. They do Roku for the Sunday afternoon game for those that use the Roku channel. I think I've only used the Roku channel like twice. Peacock wouldn't be a bad idea, I think, because what you could do there is from, let's say, May to August, you do your Sunday night baseball game on NBC. And then, like that last month of the season, when football starts, you transition the Sunday night game to Peacock.
Yeah.
So you could do that.
Yeah, you could. I mean, it's either way, it has to be something that's going to be done nationally that everybody can see. Right? Baseball needs to do it that way. Baseball can't have it hidden on some network that are streaming servers that only so many people have, right?
Right, like Apple.
Yes. You know, now Apple TV, I heard, is also now coming to Android. So they've opened that up. Maybe YouTube.
Possibly
I mean, a lot of these are, yeah. And for you guys in the States, I mean, I'll take football for the prime example of the fact that you guys have to pay different subscriptions to get to watch different football games, right?
well, no,
Where
actually, when you get Prime, like the whole thing where it's like, oh, it ships in 2 days or whatever,
yep.
that comes with the football.
So yeah, so football, but I mean, let's say if you don't have Netflix, you didn't get the Christmas games.
Right.
Right? Peacock, or they had a playoff game on, was it Peacock there or Paramount or whatever, right? One of those streaming services. Where in Canada, we get all the games. You just buy local package TV, you get it, right? Obviously, if you're a fan of the Washington Redskins, then you'd obviously have to get the package.
Right.
But the same part, right? We get our Thursday night football on local TV. We get our Sunday night game. We get the Christmas games that are necessarily just on Netflix, right? As part of some agreement that they have here with TSN and CTV. So,
Now
But I
there
mean, I like to, but I would like to also see something that's for streaming for baseball, hockey, football, that you just pay for the team that you want to watch, right?
is one more channel that I've thought of, and I think this could work. Why not do the MLB network? And I'll explain why I say this. Because you and I, we've both talked about this. We both have the MLB TV package.
Yep.
Best 150 bucks you could spend a year. The fact that it's still 150 bucks is fantastic.
Yes.
One of the things they have done is you now have the ability to watch the MLB network on MLB TV. If you just put the Sunday night game on there and you have the subscription, that's all you have to do.
Yeah. And that would go to, I mean, if you have it on cable TV, you'd also be able to watch it.
Exactly.
Right? So that could be an option. I don't know, they have some things they got to figure out after this year. I guess Major League Baseball wasn't happy with ESPN's
Coverage.
coverage of baseball.
I mean, I don't blame them.
So.
I mean, have you watched SportsCenter?
It's all about LeBron, isn't it, in basketball?
I
And
mean, nothing against the people that work at ESPN, like the TV people, nothing against them.
yeah.
But when you're doing, 20 minutes to football and another 15 to basketball, and then you maybe put in here and there like 5 minutes worth of hockey. Now, just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Which, I mean, yeah, it's, and that's why they're not as popular. Right? That's why people are losing interest in ESPN. Go to the sports that people want to see, want to hear. Basketball's not one of them right now.
Well, thank goodness for ESPN Plus. Oh, yeah, that's right. You
Yeah.
guys don't get that up there.
I don't
Har,
get that.
har, har.
Maybe in a year when we become part of the 51st state, we will.
Oh my, we are funny.
Oh man, yeah. Oh, it's gonna be interesting. I'll tell you one thing other about baseball. I don't know if you've been watching, obviously I have with the spring training, but Max Scherzer's definitely looking up to par right now. He's been doing well, striking out players, shutout innings.
When
He had six strikeouts there in his last outing.
he gets inducted into Cooperstown, me and my nephew and my dad, we're going up for that ceremony. It's like a 3 hour
Perfect.
drive. It's
Yeah.
a 3 hour drive. We are going to that ceremony.
And you know what they should do in Coopertown for the Hall of Fame? Right? They should have a baseball game be played the night before.
Really should. I mean, my
Right?
goodness.
A regular season, if you can go to the Field of Dreams and you can go over to Tokyo, you can put one in
In
Cooperstown
Cooperstown. Yeah.
and have a game, right? Have it that you know. Oh, well, I mean, I guess it's kind of tough to who you know is going to get in there, right? But have the Yankees, have the Dodgers, have the Cubs, the Red Sox,
I mean, they used to do that for many years.
The Little League, they have a game.
Yeah, they have a game a year over in Williamsport, just down the road from me. I'm going to be
Yeah.
attending that this year. I mean,
So.
I'm not going to be able to get in the ballpark, but there's a way that we can, that I'll be able to see the game.
Yeah, so baseball, I mean, it also on to you to promote your sport. So just don't be bashing ESPN
Get
because
a
you guys have
game in
done
Cooperstown.
a bad job. Yeah.
Make it a Saturday, because usually the ceremony's on a Sunday. Make it a Saturday game.
What I would do, a Saturday game.
It'd be in the
Right?
afternoon. The weather is
Yep.
beautiful up there that time of year.
Yep.
Just do it. Look at that. Let JC and I, okay, Mr. Manfred, if you are listening, let JC and I be the next commissioners of baseball. We know what we're doing. We've got this down. Just let us run
That's
the
true.
game.
That's right. We've got lots of good ideas that would make this game popular. Exposure, get things rolling,
We don't even need
you
to go to
know?
New York City. We could just do it at our home.
That's right. I could do it from Zoom.
There you go. See?
Can't do it from Skype anymore because it's on its way out the door.
Well, I think it's being like United or
Yeah,
I
with
don't
Microsoft Teams that nobody
know.
likes.
I've never heard of Microsoft Teams, so. But anyway,
Yeah.
yeah, just let us run it. We got everything under control.
Yeah, we know what we're doing.
Yeah, plus
We
we
love
could
baseball.
get
You
a
know.
couple of our friends, you know. We got people
Yeah.
that know the game.
And speaking of man fraud, I see now he's thinking of letting Pete Rose be allowed back for eligibility for the Hall of Fame
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad
and
you
into
brought that up.
baseball.
Because let's talk about this whole story. Because this is a unique story. So, Donald Trump, doesn't matter if you like the guy or not. Honestly, I really don't care if you like him or not. He is considering, I don't think it's been made official, but he is considering pardoning Pete Rose for the gambling situation 35, almost 40 years ago. I don't believe, okay, now technically, if Pete Rose does get pardoned, I don't think it's going to be because of the betting scandal. I think it's going to be more of the tax situation that had him in jail for a couple of years.
Yeah, I think so.
So Pete Rose would be pardoned. Yet, even if he does get pardoned, he would not be reinstated by baseball because, you know, you're banned for life. I feel like you and I, we've had this discussion in the past because there was a
On a
story
few
about,
occasions.
yeah, when you are dead, your suspension for life should be lifted.
Yep.
Simple as that. When you are dead, your suspension for life should be lifted. It's not suspended for life and beyond the grave. It is life. When life is over, that's it. The suspension should be over.
Yeah, you can't be suspended anymore.
And of course, and this has been mentioned as well, the Baseball Hall of Fame is a completely separate entity of Major League Baseball. People may be surprised to hear that, but it is true. So, what the Baseball Hall of Fame does would be completely different from whatever Major League Baseball does. But because I know you are an advocate for Pete Rose getting in, I'm going to let you take the floor.
As a baseball player, right? I mean, what he
As
did
a
after the
player.
fact, as a player, right? What he did after the fact on as a manager, it's obviously you can't. I mean, the integrity of the game is the biggest thing going, right? You start betting into baseball that you know, and it's like insider trading for stocks, right? That's a no-no, right? We've seen some players lately, some referees get in trouble for betting. Some have life bans, especially in basketball, which I think is going to get really big here in the next few years on a couple stories I've heard. But Pete Rose, the baseball player, should be in the Hall of Fame for what he did. The all-time hits leader, the way he played, the big red machine. It just, you know, there's no comparison and I mean, you compare it to players today, no one's going to be ever close to hitting to breaking that record. Right? It will never happen. I'll put it that way. It'll never happen unless the thinking and the fundamentals of baseball come back where we want hits and average over power, because now strikeouts aren't as bad as what they used to be. We'll never see that. So Pete Rose is a player, you put him in, right? It's unfortunate that he's, you know, they're going to do after the fact that he passed away. But I mean, remember when he went on to Fox, I think, to do some pre-game stuff.
Yeah.
And people were all up, and some people were all up in arms. Now they're like, good, get them back into the game, right? You know? So, and with gambling being the way it is today, where I
Yes.
could sit in a Major League Baseball stadium or a hockey arena or a football stadium and put a bet, live bet, what do you think's gonna happen? You can't be a hypocrite. And right now, they're all hypocrites.
Yeah, every sport is.
Right?
Every sport
Yep.
is. The only
I
one that
watch.
isn't, the only one that isn't is horse racing.
That's right.
But that's
Because
another
they.
story for another day.
Yes. And if you look, right, I look at the ticker, right? I'm watching hockey. They'll show me what the odds are. Up to date. And they bring it up during the intermission. If you think this team's going to score two goals, you could win $3.33. Right? Football, they tell them what their bets are. You know, the player props. What's so, you know, obviously you still have to do the fact that the integrity that you can't bet on your own sport, right? So, you know, but whatever, you want to bet on football if you're a baseball player. What does that have, that has nothing to do with baseball, right? So
I mean, heck,
it's a fine
there are
line.
NFL players that play fantasy football.
That they do. I don't think there's any, allegedly, there's no money involved.
Right.
You know, so we
Hello.
can't, you know, maybe, I mean, the Blue Jays do one every year where if you're the last guy, right, if you're last in the league, they print out a jersey that's your record, right? So you'd be 4-4-10. Then you're the bat boy for the game. And you run out there and that's your punishment. You know? But in baseball, you could bet. I remember that fight between, I think it was Tommy Pham and someone else a few years ago, was over fantasy football because a guy was allegedly had a player on his bench or on the IR that wasn't injured. And Trout was running it while that thing just nothing ever happened to it.
Right.
So, I mean, yeah. I mean, you've seen the bank scandal you've had, right? College is getting hit with them.
Oh God, yeah, college basketball especially.
Especially college basketball, and it's linking to that Raptors player who also
A lifetime ban.
got lifetime ban for betting on basketball. I think he's actually betting on his own games too.
Yeah, there it is.
Right?
But
Where
there's the difference.
Pete Rose didn't bet on his
This
guys.
guy did it when he was a player. Pete
Yes.
Rose, to the best of our knowledge, never gambled when he was a player.
Yeah. It's you know, at the end of the day, I mean, we've embraced gambling. We talk about it. You guys have a show that you run on it, right? It's something that I guess, I mean, yeah. I mean, there's always going to be that what if, what if, what if, right? But I mean, if people are saying it's an entertainment and it's this, it's that, then what are we going to do, right?
Yep.
So,
There you go.
Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame. And I think he will be in the next 5 years.
Well,
I really do.
in the immortal words of my father, we'll see.
Yes, we will see.
All right. We have not had a chance to talk about this either off air or since the last episode, but hockey, Four Nations, huge success. The final game was the most watched hockey game in ESPN history. That in itself is amazing. And the games have been really good lately. It's like I said in the Sports Fanatics group, the day of the final game. You have such momentum right now with everything going on. You've got to take advantage of this. You got to take it because between that and Ovechkin so close to the record, you got to take advantage of this now, you know?
Well, him with the record. We just had the trade deadline. The Four
Right.
Nations, which I don't think you could have wrote
No.
a better storyline for what happened, right?
No, you could not.
I mean, when you got Rich Eisen talking about it, saying that, we've expected these games to be an all-star game, there's no hitting, we're gonna, and all of a sudden you come out, three fights, huge hits, right? I mean, big time saves. The crowds were going wild. Honestly, I think having some political fallback or blowback on it as well, with everything that's going on, I mean, it just drove up the rivalry between Canada and the US. Finland goes out, beats Sweden. That pretty much didn't get them to get into the finals. Then we get to overtime in the Four Nations on the third, and on this is on a Thursday night. This isn't on a Saturday night. This isn't on a Friday. This is a Thursday
A
night game.
Thursday night in the
And
middle
I think
of
it was,
February.
yeah, with, I think the basketball All-Star game was going to happen that weekend, right? There wasn't much going on with, honestly, baseball. I think spring training was just starting to get going. Football had nothing. Here's a Thursday night for a America versus Canada hockey game in Boston, with the US being
The
the
home
home team.
team.
They go to overtime. I mean, and it just, when Canada scored, you could just, I mean, obviously we went wild up here. They released the number, 16.9 million people watched it overall.
That's
That's,
an
I think, one of the highest hockey
amazing
games
number.
since a Stanley Cup final. Since I think a 2019 Stanley Cup final where they had that many draw viewers, right? So, I mean, you're not going to have it every year, obviously, right? You got the
Which is
Olympic next
fine.
year.
I'm fine with that.
This might be a one time only thing, but you know what? I mean, what hockey did was, and everybody was kind of laughing about it, right? Oh, what's this going to do? And I mean, the first game you had Canada versus Sweden, and then you had. And then you had the States versus Finland, and the States blew out Finland. I think it was like 6-1 or something. Canada beat Sweden in overtime. And then you get to the two games on Saturday, right? You had Finland upset Sweden,
And that's where
which
everything
was an upset.
changes.
And that got everything going in Montreal. And then you had the States and Canada with three fights in 9 seconds. US wins that game 3-1 with the empty netter, and the whole rigmarole, the turn. I mean, there were some big hits going into those games, but nothing like what we saw Saturday night. I mean, Connor McDavid got rocked by McAvoy, which hopefully his injury here comes back, right? You look at players who are laying out for their country, for their bodies, right? We're take blocking shots, getting hit, and guys were. It's funny, right? You watch basketball. And guys, just load management, all this stuff. And here you got players who, the rest of their teammates are out in Cabo, Cancun, other places. And here these guys are playing a game, and just not any game, a game to win a championship for their country, and they're laying it all on the line. And you couldn't ask for anything better. Like, you can't sit there now and people can say, hockey is this and that, right?
They gained
You go,
fans.
man, these guys, they gain fans, and these guys play hard. And it's, I mean, you're not going to get three fights in 9 seconds, but you're going to see some big hits. You're going to see some great goals. You're going to see some good goaltending, right? You're going to see a run to the playoffs. I mean, hopefully they take advantage of this one,
And
And there's some huge trades this week. It's, oh, man.
here's the other thing. Next winter is the Winter Olympics in Italy. Think about that. And they're going to have NHL players compete in that. Can you imagine if the US and Canada play each other again in the Winter Olympics?
Oh, man.
Oh my Lord. I know Italy's several hours ahead of both of us, but I think we'd both want to get up for that game.
Oh, we would get up. I'm just trying to figure out. What the I think, like, and I believe that game is like one of the last events,
Like the
is the
gold medal
men's gold
game is
medal
the
game.
last event of the Winter Olympics. As I'm just remembering, I've got to move my watch ahead an hour. Yes, I still wear watches, folks.
So I'm just trying to see right now. ice hockey.
There we
I mean, right
go.
now you've got Group A, Canada, Sweden, Switzerland, Italy. Group B, Finland, Germany, Czechia, Denmark. Group C, Russia, USA, Slovak, Latvia. Tell you what, man, it's going to be exciting.
It is.
You know, and people are going to watch it. When's the time zone? I think it's 8 hours.
I think it is.
So it's going to be interesting. I can't wait. I think a lot of us are excited to see, to watch. Right? So, and but this was definitely, this made, I don't even think the NHL realized how big it was going to be
No, they didn't.
until they got it. And when you got ESPN, Fox, people like CNN and those news outlets were talking about it. What does that tell you? You know? Yeah, Sunday the 22nd, February, men's tournament gold medal game.
There you go,
140
folks.
to 440.
Oh, God.
So, you know.
I can't really do my math right now, but all I know is it'll be early that morning.
No, that's 1340 to 1640. So one, it says, well, this is my,
Yeah, no, I
I
know
don't know if this
military
is,
time. I know military time.
oh yeah. So I don't know what, if this is their, maybe it is their time, or
See,
maybe
that'd
it's
be
our
like
time. I don't know.
5:30 in the morning here on the East Coast. Well, let's see if we get that game. We may not get that game. It could end up being like Finland and the Czech Republic for the gold medal. I'm just saying. So.
Could be. I guess we'll have to figure out what, like I said, I don't see a time zone, like if it's, if these times are, I'm suspecting they're Eastern. Maybe
Right.
not.
I don't know.
So
We
we'll see.
We'll worry about it when we get to it. How about that?
That's right. And it's gonna be exciting. I mean, we'll see what happens. Hockey's going, right? Ovechkin
Yep.
could break the record.
Yep.
I mean, you've
And
got
the playoff race right now is very interesting to watch.
I'll tell you what, Ottawa, Montreal, Detroit. There's
Columbus.
like four, Columbus, there's four teams in that for that fight. You know, 90 million, 90,000 people were outside watching the Columbus Detroit game
Well,
at the horseshoe, right? At the shoe.
I was watching John Cena break every kid's heart, but that's another story.
Yes, that was sad, wasn't it? So.
Oh, man. No, but
And it was, yeah.
I know we talked about it either the last episode or the episode before the last one, but hockey right now is in a really good position, and what the Four Nations tournament did is helped their stock even more than, it already was at. And I think you're right. I think they're in the position right now of them possibly being the number three sport in America. 'Cause I think, I think baseball is going to pass the N or the NBA at some point. Last season was such a great year for baseball with what Ohtani did and Aaron Judge. And I think they're primed to get back to being the number two. Hockey's in a prime position, I think, to maybe jump the NBA, which is surprising to say because I didn't think that could ever happen, but I think it can happen. And then also, I was reading there's going to be a Netflix documentary coming out this summer on the Washington Capitals. That'll get more attention, to the team and the league. So there's a lot going right now, and I think Gary Bettman's retiring soon, so things are kind of going in the right direction for the NHL.
And I mean, we've always, obviously it's always big up here, right? With the way things are going, but you got all seven Canadian teams hunting for a playoff spot. You got the Winnipeg Jets is battling Washington for the top
Yeah, for the
seed
President's Trophy.
overall.
Yeah.
You got the Dallas Stars, the Colorado Avalanche, the Winnipeg Jets in the Central. with some huge trades by Dallas and Colorado. Tell you what, hockey's getting to a good spot. People are watching it. People are enjoying it. They're looking at this saying, why is it that these guys can go out there, battle the way they battle, play 4 games in 5 nights, and they're not taking no time off for load management, blocking shots, taking pucks to the face, taking sticks to the face. And basketball in a back-to-back game, like, oh, I can't play tonight. Right? I need some load management. I need to rest. That's where the difference is coming. And people are starting to get tired of it. People are flying over to Charlotte or New Orleans to watch LeBron, and LeBron doesn't even play. What does that tell you? You fly over to Washington to watch McDavid. McDavid's playing at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Or Philadelphia, after he just won the game for them on the Thursday, he's back out there on a Saturday. So that tells you a lot. I think a lot of people are starting to resonate with it, seeing that these guys are putting their bodies on the line, playing hard. Yeah, we like this, right? I know if I want to watch the Oilers, that as long as McDavid's not hurt or suspended, he's going to be playing. Right? Ovechkin's going to be playing. Crosby's going to be playing. You know, they got a lot of good crop of kids coming up who are ready to take over. I'll tell you what, it's in a good place. Basketball's in a bad place. Both the NBA and now the WNBA is saying that they got negotiations where they might sit out.
Well, remember who said that comment, though.
Yes.
It's a second
Yeah.
year player.
Player. But where's the other players to rebut that right away? Say, whoa, 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 whoa. I haven't heard no feedback yet. You know, so what's it's gonna be interesting. You know, I think basketball's gone its way down. And then you look at the All-Star game and it was just a total joke. You know, a total joke. So
I want to talk about, because we're getting real close to this. Selection Sunday is 1 week away. I know you're not as big to it as I am, but man, this is going to be such an interesting tournament coming up for the NCAA for so many reasons, because the SEC has been the dominant basketball conference this year, with Auburn, Alabama, Tennessee, Florida, Texas A&M. You have teams there that could be Final Four contenders. Duke, who I despise, but Cooper Flagg, he's probably a 1 year rental for Duke before he goes to the NBA. Big Ten is looking good. Big 12. How about the Big East, St. John's, Rick Pitino, second year coaching? He's led them to the regular season title, and they're going to be the number one seed for the conference tournament this coming week. And then, they're going to get a high seed next week. This is a tournament, and I'm always intrigued about how these tournaments get set up. This is one that is wide open. Like, you have, I would say at the moment, at least 10 to 12 teams that have a legitimate shot to say they could win the national title. And I'd believe it. I absolutely would believe it.
yep.
Because, okay, like, I got CBS's bracketology up right now. As of this morning, they have as the number one seeds Auburn, Duke, Houston, Florida. You can't you, you're gonna tell me those are bad choices? They are not bad choices. And then
No.
your twos, Michigan State, Alabama, Tennessee, and Texas A&M. Like, this
Yep.
is going to be a fun tournament.
It's good. Both the men and the women again
Oh my
this year,
God,
right?
yeah, the women is so good. I think if they're smart, I'm talking about the women's committee, because I think USC and UCLA are both going to get one seeds, I'd have them on opposite sides of the bracket. I would split them off until, if they get to the national title game, that's your national title game because they're going to be playing for the Big Ten title, today as we're recording this. They could play each other for a fourth time, the national title game.
It's about, like you say, right? March is a great month for sports. So it's getting exciting,
I
right? Like you
think.
said, Selection Sunday coming up. Let's see what happens.
I'm going to say this right now. And again, I'm not saying this as a fan. I'm saying this as someone who knows the game. Keep an eye on Maryland. They could do something, they could have a deep run this year. That team could go to the Final Four. That's how good that team is.
Exactly. And it's been good. And I mean, throughout the year, there's been a lot of upsets, right? So it's something that's, I mean, and the thing too, right, with the NIL program coming in, we're not getting the same colleges. We said the exact same thing about the college playoff, right? You're going to get littler schools that are going to do stuff. So it's great to see. Right, try to have your wild card try to get in, and then we're going to be flying up the door. We're going to see. We're going to put our brackets in here, see if we can win $1 million. See which one breaks the bracket.
I know, because I have talked with my dad and my nephews. We are all doing a bracket again this year. Hopefully, Alex will get his done in time. Because he didn't get it done in time. So I'm hopeful he could get it. And that's the best thing about these brackets is you do not have to be a sports fan like JC or I to do this. You could be someone who maybe watches 3 hours of sports a year, and you could still do this, and it's fun. So, like I say, folks, March, second best sports month of the year, only behind May. It
It's exciting, man. It is exciting.
is. It is. Is there anything else we want to bring up before we wrap up this today?
Let's see. We talked about baseball, hockey, football's coming up. We'll be getting more in depth on that as time goes on to a new season. Right. We got some golf majors coming up here soon. Kind of between that and all the indoor simulation they've been doing, it's been kind of interesting.
That's been successful. I haven't watched it, but I've heard it's been successful.
Yeah, it's interesting to watch. I'm looking at this thing saying, man, I like to go down there and shoot a couple rounds off that big screen, right? Not gonna lie, right? Big golf guy, so
Be like,
liking that.
hey, I'm as good as Tiger Woods, y'all.
That's right. I mean, we've seen Tiger Woods flub some shots and that, so it's like, hey, could happen. Trying to think here. Is there anything else? I mean, as we roll into March, you kind of get that lull up to the Super Bowl.
I don't think there's anything else, honestly. I mean,
Well.
you and I were both, and DK were both on our road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting, right? I know that you guys have done some stuff with, obviously, with the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, and it's on Netflix. So I've been watching, right? So kind of took your life from. I love the videos of you guys, by the way, of all the upset kids and teenagers of when a certain person decided to turn the second biggest turn since
Hulk
Hollywood Hulk
Hogan.
Hogan, right?
Well,
It's it. I mean,
Oh,
The
actually, you
thing
know
is,
what?
what's
Go
up?
keep talking because I want to find this real quick.
I was gonna say, I mean, even like the shock of it all when I watched it, and obviously I watched it after the fact, was just the crowd, everything. It was just, I think there's just a big gasp of what the hell just happened. You know? So it's, I mean, that might be, I mean, obviously, like you said, you guys have done your shows, or you do one with DK to review here. He hasn't been feeling well, but I'll tell you what, like that's almost ranks up, like I said, that ranks up there with Hulk Hogan swapping over, just shocking the world. So, hey, gotta keep it
So,
entertaining, right?
WWE actually, on their YouTube page, released a video of their list of the top 30 heel turns in history. And they've already got Cena's heel turn at number one. It hasn't even been 2 weeks. Come on.
But he's always that guy that you could rely on, right? You know, he was that guy that came in, fought all the bullies and the big guys and all the rest, and made a following and did his own thing, and then all of a sudden, you know, bang. I don't think it could be number one. I think it, but Hulk Hogan turned, that was number one. Right? That was the biggest one. You know.
I don't
Stone
know.
Cold's going with the other factions when they
No,
invaded.
that one was
That's,
bad.
yeah, that ranks up as probably, that could be the top five, and then he turned back.
No. I there I don't know. Because I know I talked about it on that wrestling show with Fro yesterday. Where it ranks. He thinks it's the biggest. I disagree. I think it's in the top 10, maybe top 5, but I wouldn't put it as the best heel turn ever.
No.
Probably Benedict Arnold turning on George Washington. That's probably the biggest heel turn in history, but that's another story.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
Oh,
that's
can we
bad.
come out with that list? Top 10 real life heel turns.
Yeah, traitors into their own country.
Oh, no. Actually, no. I'm sorry. That's number two. Number one, Judas betraying Jesus. There you go. That's the biggest, the
Yes.
great, that's the heel turn in real life. The biggest one ever.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. I'm
I'll tell you
sorry.
what, there'll be a lot of eyes on WrestleMania now.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Right?
Just.
Even though it's in Vegas,
All I'm going to
which is
say.
kind of, which is weird. I'll tell you that much. It's weird.
And it's also on Easter weekend, which is weird as well, but.
Easter weekend, it's on, you know, it's in Vegas where Vegas isn't really kid friendly. You know, there's a lot of rules in casinos and stuff like that. And you can't, I mean, I don't know. It's just,
All I'm going to
maybe I
say.
take the loss to Vegas, but I can't, I don't know. That's just weird.
All I'm going to say to everyone who has never listened to a single episode of that wrestling show. This one time, I'm going to ask you to do it. Just listen to the first 5 minutes. You will get the reaction from me and my co-host. That's all you need to do. If you want to skip the rest of the show, go right ahead. Just those first 5 minutes. That's all you have to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think on that note, as we're getting excited here, we're gonna wrap it up. join our Facebook group, the JC and Bill Sportscast. If you still have Twitter, follow us on Twitter. I know we haven't really used it that much in a while, but still follow us there. Next time around, it'll either be this next weekend or the weekend after, one of the two. It's going to be our baseball preview show where we're going to predict who's going to win all the divisions, the wild cards, and who's going to win the World Series. Will the Dodgers pull it off for a second year in a row? Or is there another team that maybe one of us is thinking, hey, They've got a shot.
I could do it.
You'll have to tune
Yeah.
in and find out. And
Now, I will say one thing before I want you guys to just get ready for this one because there's a player in Colorado. I don't know if Bill has seen it yet. But this guy is like celebrating after every strikeout, doing like the old guitar splits.
Ooh.
You need to look this up after. And I'll
Ooh.
discuss this to you after the show.
Am I gonna have to start watching Colorado Rocky games now?
You may.
Ooh.
The guy makes it. It was great. I saw the first highlight. I was like, what the hell just happened?
Now is he
I
a starting pitcher or a relief pitcher?
think he's a relief pitcher. I
Hmm.
need to take a look. It's interesting.
Bill may have to start watching Colorado Rockies games. I mean, I'm probably
Just
going to be
putting.
watching more Pirates games this year because of Paul
Yeah.
Skeens, but you know.
Rookie pitcher Jeffrey Yan's strikeout celebrations have become the talk of the town. You need to look at this after.
I will.
Actually, you know what? You'll have to bring it on YouTube. But we'll go offline and you have to watch it on YouTube here
Yeah, you know what?
while I'm
That's
still
what
on the
we'll
line.
do. That's what we'll do.
Yeah,
So, on that note, everybody, have a good week. We'll come back to you guys either next weekend or the weekend after, as we will preview the 2025 baseball season.
have a good week.